Tesvov Adar Shushan Purim, Friday the 9th of March, Rabbi Yoel Aberman. May one say Alanissim on Shushan Purim.
Shus Choshev Olam.
You went through this morning?
The topic we'd like to discuss, although I can see you've already discussed Shleishim Yom Kodim L'Chag Yisad Minchas Pesach, but I'm still a bit in the Purim mood, so I'd like to discuss the Shaila of Shushim Purim, where if somebody wants to say Alanissim, somebody sort of feels Purim dick and he wants to say Alanissim, is he allowed to say Alanissim? Well, no, Chavar, we're not mistaken to say Alanissim. Talking about us, not something in Shlaim, of course they're saying Alanissim. So for us, we had Purim yesterday. Can we say Alanissim on Shushan Purim or not?
In
Shemuel Esther. It's to do with it. You're mentioning something in Shemuel Esther, which is not Chazal, not Masakin to say it. It's not Purim today. So it's like you don't say Yalav Yom. Yeah, it could be Tehefsek. Like Yalav Yom, you can't say Yalav Yom, it's not a Shredish. As I said, Purim, he wants to say it. No, if you look in the Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Gimel, the Ramah brings down clearly, Omrim Alanissim be Yudalev, for Ein Omrim be Tetzvov. Means you're not allowed to say Alanissim be Tetzvov. However, if you look in the Makor where this halacha is brought down, the Besyosef brings it down, Hashem the Ochus Chaim. The Besyosef the Ochus Chaim says, on Shushan Purim, he says, we don't say Lam Natseach, we don't say Tachnun. However, he says, if somebody wants to say Alanissim, or he wants to create a Torah, he wants to learn by Yovei Amalek, he says, Ochus Chaim, also, you're not allowed to say Alanissim on Tetzvov, not allowed to say. Sure. Straightforward, halacha. Alanissim is not said on Shushan, it's not Purim today. Wherever it is in Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim. But here, it's not Purim. It's not Purim. Don't say Alanissim. Comes along the Bais Yosef, and the Bais Yosef says, he doesn't understand. Any idea, ma isi yesh bazeh. Doesn't understand. Why should there be isi? Ma isi lazkiru. That's the words of the Bais Yosef. He doesn't understand what can be wrong with saying Alanissim. According to the Bais Yosef, if somebody wants to say Alanissim, he could say Alanissim today.
Could he
lie in his world? Don't talk about Alanissim. Just Alanissim. Ma isi lazkiru, ma Alanissim. Come to Daka Moshe, the Ramon Daka Moshe. Daka Moshe says, what do you mean? Chazal are not Mesakim to say Alanissim. It's not part of the Ascorus from all the other Ascorus. So if you say it like you say, it's a Hesek. It's not Me'en Amura, it's not Purim today. If somebody says something which is not the Negea today, it's a Hesek. The Mele says, Ramon, about the Elacha Issa Gobi Mizeh. No, you're saying something, you say Hesek with Tefillah. Elacha Issa Gobi Mizeh. That's the words of the Daka Moshe. And that's how we pass it, the Ramon says. Ain't any malanisim, rak be yudalev, the lebe tesvov. So there's a machlek sachrenim, halacha lemaisa. What happens if somebody, the Besyosef says, even if a person wants to say, he can go ahead and say alanisim. The Ramah says, no, you're not allowed to say alanisim. What happens if somebody did say alanisim? Somebody went and he said alanisim. Does he have to go over the whole Shema and Esra? Oh no, he said alanisim, no. Lachatchila don't say alanisim, not allowed to say it's a hefsek. Oh, but if somebody did say Alanissim, does he have to go to the Holshman Esther? It's Machlek Sachrin. The Bach says, he's Mamash, he doesn't understand the Besyosef, therefore says the Bach, he's Meshamim Matbeah Shatoba Chachom, he's changed Chazal, if you say Alanissim, you said something which is not relevant today, if you say something which is not relevant, you've got to go with the Holshman Esther. And he compares it, the same Aloch we have, somebody says Yalav Yovan, it's not a Shredish. He says Yalav Yovan, it's not a Shredish. Aloch is, we pass him, you've got to go over, because if it's not a Shredish today, and he said something, he said a shredish, you got to go over the whole Shemana Esther. It's a hashtag with fellow. You're mastic with something which has no shaykhs to today. If you're mastic with something else, completely different, you got to go over the whole Shemana Esther. Says the Bach, the same thing. Somebody says Alanissim on Shushan Purim, he's got to down the Shemana Esther again. However, the Mogen Avraham and the Taz, they both hold, no, in between. But the Maskinah, you shouldn't say it, it's a hashtag, something which is not. But if you said it, you don't have to down the Shemana, you don't have to say over Shemana Esther. And they say, the Taz says, you can't compare it to a Shchidish. When you say Yalav Yovel in the middle of the year, what's a Shchidish got to do with the middle of the year? Shchidish, it's not a Shchidish, he's saying something which is completely, it's not relevant at all, he's saying Yalav Yovel. Or if you say Alanissim, it's still Shushan Purim, it's still Epis, it's got Epis the Shaykhis to Purim, if it has Epis the Shaykhis to Purim, even though it's the Chazal, we're not the second to say it, or it's not a strange thing, it's still got the Shaykhis, you could say it, and if you say it, you don't have to go over the Shmoneh Esrei. Similar example, Shabur and Sim Kufches, that's what's more than this halacha. If somebody says, Me'ena Me'ura, he says, oh, that was Korah, Yalav Yobari, the rest of the year, so there's a difference in Mishnah Berurah. Depends if it's something which is not relevant, like Yalav Yobari said when it's not a Shchedesh. Or if he said Zochenu L'chaim. He said Zochenu L'chaim, Melech Hofetz B'chaim, that's all he said in the middle of the year. No, there's nothing wrong with that. He could say Zochenu L'chaim, it's always good Hashem should remember us of L'chaim. However, you can't say Kostzvein. If you say Kostzvein, that's only applies to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says to me, sure, then he could say that it's Zvan Aksida, Kostzvein B'Seif Achaim. Or if a person just said Zochenu L'chaim, it's fine. If you say all around, you don't have to have another Shemoneh Esrei. So we made it here as well. Especially only 10 days. I'm Melech HaKodesh. If Yeshua Al Kisse Shel Rachmim, Al Kisse Shel Dinah Mishpat, that's only applies to Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So we made it says the Taz in the Mogen Avraham. We're going to say Allah Nisim is not something which is, it's not a strange thing. It's not like Rosh Chodesh where you said Yalav Yobe when it's not Rosh Chodesh. Allah Nisim, if you said Rosh Hashanah Purim, even though you shouldn't be saying it, if you said it, you don't have to repeat it. So comes the last few shittas. According to the Bezeisiv, he doesn't pass like that. Bezeisiv just brings in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't pass like that. He doesn't bring the shittah, he doesn't speak about it at all. The Bezeisiv himself held that there's no issur because nothing wrong with saying Al-Nisim, even if a person wants to say Al-Nisim, he can go ahead. The Ramos says it's an issur to say Al-Nisim, and according to the Bach, if a person did say Al-Nisim, he's got to repeat the whole Shema and Esra, and according to the Mavron and the Taz, there's in between shittah there. You shouldn't say it, but if you did say it, you don't have to repeat Shema and Esra. So trying to understand what could be the machlekes over here between the shittas. It looks like the machlekes is if Shushan Purim, if today, do we have any shaykhs to Purim or not? The Bach looks at it as if it's like it's not a shchodesh and saying Yalav Yobe. We have no shaykhs to Purim. Nothing to do with Purim. Even if you said it, you've got to go with all Shmoneh Esrei. That's what the Bach holds. However, the Mogen Avraham and Taz, they held no, has episode shaykhs to Purim. If you said it, it's not like we said Yalav Yovah in the middle of the year. It's got to shaykhs to Purim. And the Bezeis says, well, even more. He says, it's got so much shaykhs to Purim that even if you want to go and say it, you can say it. What's possible in Machlekes to be? Look in the Gaon, the Gaon asks on the Bezeis, the Gemara says, the reason why we don't say Tachnun today is because there's an Issa Hesped with Thomas. The Gemara says, as we learn out, it's the Hesper of Thomas, B'Shnei Yom, on both days, for the Yudalit and the B'nei Yudalit and B'nei Tetzvav, they both have the Issa Hesper of Thomas. Says the Gaon, the reason why there is the Issa Hesper of Thomas is not because of Purim. The Gemara brings such thing as Megillas Thomas. Megillas Thomas is like a calendar where there are different dates of the year where they kept it for Yom Tov, for different reasons. So there in Megillas Thomas it's written that Yudalit and Tetzvav, you don't, it's the Issa Hesper of Thomas. So time to go, it's nothing to do with Purim, not because it happened to fall on these days on Yudal and Tetzvav. It's not because of the whole story of the Megillah, maybe something else happened there, but Yudal and Tetzvav is the where it says in Masechtas Megillah's Thomas. So maybe time to go, it's nothing to do with Purim. If it's nothing to do with Purim, what are you saying? The whole is only has to do with Thomas. So you can't go and look, there's no, it's din Mishnah the Simcha, there's no din Purim dicks, therefore you can't sell an Issim. That's what the Gaon brings around from this Gemara. The whole Issa comes from Megillah, you can't compare the Issa Hesper of the Thomas to the Hilchas Purim. Hilchas Purim is yesterday, today is finished Purim. It's only in Megillah's Thomas that the Issa Hesper of the Thomas. So to understand what a possibility, what could be the Machlekes, I thought maybe you could say it like this. The Rishonim discuss, we all know the story of Purim happened over 2 days. That means the war they had was when they made the war against all the goyim wanted to fight against the Eden was on Yud Gimel, and in Shushan was they had an extra day where they fought Yudalit as well. So therefore, says in the Megillah, because these 2 days, that's when they fought. So the following day, when they had Menucha, so they stopped fighting. That's when they made the Yontov. They made the Yontov the following day. Maybe we'll see why they made the Yontov the following day. So in everywhere else, they made on Yudalit the Yontov. And in Shushan, where they had next day the war, so then they made the Mishnah Simcha on Tetzvav. Sure. So therefore, that's why they accepted for the future generations that they should keep. And Shushan was Tetzvav, and everywhere else is Yudalit. The question is, those cities which are Mukaf and Chom, which are surrounded with the wall, so they keep, the halacha is they have to keep Tetzvav. The question is why? Why are they different? I mean, they also, when did they make Mishnah Simcha? They stopped fighting. on Yudalit. They stopped fighting. So if they stopped fighting on Yudalit, they should be L'chorer like everybody else. Everybody else kept Purim on Yudalit. They should also keep Purim on Yudalit. They were not different.
They finished fighting on Yud Gimel.
So they stopped fighting. So Yudalit, that's when they made the Mishnah B'Simcha. So why all future Mukach and Chayma, they have the same din as Shusha. So the Ram, the Emes, the beginning of Megillah, the Ram discusses, and the Ram says, doesn't understand. Yeshkan Shaila, Ma Ro Anshe Knesset Agdoyle, Lachlik Mitzvah Zu, to split this mitzvah, Yom and Chalukim, Velikva, Yom Meyuchad Leprozim, Yom Meyuchad Lekrochim, separate day for the open cities, separate day for those surrounded the wall. Mashaykim Shah Mitzvah, Shara Ter Omro, Ter Achas, Mishmat Echot. Why have one Ter? Why they keep Yudalad, and they keep Tesvot? There's two Malchim in the Shonim, mainly two Malchim in the Shonim, not to understand. Why the Mukof and Chayma are different. The Ram starts by saying like this. So the Ram says, we know this, you have to split the rest of the world with Shusham. That's everyone understands, because Shusham, they rested on Tesvov, that's when they keep their Yom Tov, that's when they have the Mishnah B'Simcha. So he says, The people of Mukof and Chayma, we want to make them different. Why? Because in Shushan, the main place of the nest happened in Shushan. That was the headquarters. The main place of the nest, Ikar Nes, says Ram, happened in Shushan. So if the main place of the nest happened in Shushan, so we want to give preference to those who are living in the surrounded walls. So Ramban adds in a few words, because it's a Mokim Nichbot. Somebody lives in a place. I would understand if you sometimes see if you're living in a place surrounded the wall, it shows that you're a bit scared of enemies. It looks like that the Choshev mentioned they wanted to be safe, they wanted to be secure, so they live in these places. So maybe because it's a Mokim Choshev, the places where it's surrounded the wall, so we want to give them that they should be together with Shushan, where Shushan is also the main part of Purim. Ikar Nes happened in Shushan. And their time when they keep Mishnah V'Simcha is on Tesvov. So we want to give the Anoshim Mukofim, because there's anyway a difference. There's a difference between everyone else and Shushan. So if we said the Anoshim Mukofim, we'll put them with Shushan, because Shushan, that's the Ikar Nes. So we'll give preference to those who are Mukofim Chayme, because they are Anoshim, it's the Mokim Choshev, and the Mokim Choshev will give it. They should keep the same day as Shushan. That's what Ron says. So according to this, comes out that really, all of us have a shaykhs to festival, because Shushan, that's the Ikar Nes, the main place of the Nes where it took place was in Shushan. So it comes out, even though we keep Purim on Yudalit, we keep Purim on Yudalit, because everywhere else in open cities, that's when they rested. Fine, very good, but they shouldn't forget, the main day of the Nes, the Ikar Nes happened in Shushan, and when you're keeping Yom Tov on Yudalit, they still out of war over there. Don't forget about them. They also, and that's the main place of the Nes happened. And they keep Yom Tov on Tetzvov. So even you're keeping Yudalit, even the Mukofin, which they're supposed to keep Yudalit, they still keep Tetzvov. Because they're not Shem Chashuvim. So because I'm not Choshuv, I can't even Sameach with them, I can also be Sameach with them. So when I call this Shittah, I can understand the Beseisiv. The Beseisiv and Allah Achrenim, I want to be Besimcha. It's also my Simcha, the Ikar Nes. That's where it took place, that's where it started, that's where everything came out. I shouldn't be besimcha together with Shushan. So of course, if somebody wants to say anisim, according to the Beseisiv, Lechatchila he could say it, and according to the Bach, and according to the Magen Avraham in Taz, even if he shouldn't say it because Chazal will not masakin it, but still, if he wants to say it, he can go ahead and say it. If he did say it, he doesn't have to be chayzer. That's the first shita you can understand. That's the first mahalach the Ram explains why the Mukof and Chayma have the same din, they keep Yom Tov on Tesvav like Shushan. However, there's another explanation from the Ramban. The Ramban says the Meridik Echidish. The Ramban says, in those times, he says, when the Eden, in the time of the Zer of Haman of Achashverosh, he claims, Dov of Boru, it's a clear thing, he says, that most of the Eden were then already living in Eretz Yisrael. We think most of the Eden were living in the 127th Kush. Most of the Eden were living already in Eretz Yisrael. It was already the time where they were holding back. They already got permission from Kodesh to build the Beis HaMikdash. They had permission. They had his permission, and they were most already settled down in Eretz Yisrael. And there's only a miut of Eden living in the rest of the world. And he said, even after the whole story of Purim, only a few Eden came up after Eretz Yisrael. Ezra Seif, when he brought up, wasn't many Eden. Most of them were already living in Eretz Yisrael. The Chidah, the Zeshed Ramban, Adov, the Bor, the Ram brings it down. Most of the Eden
Kanifkidu Yisrael, the Olu Berishon, they went out with the permission of Kairish, the Nitziyashu Boreh, even though Haman said, Yeshne Am Echot Mefuzo Mefuzo Beinu Amim, as much as they are spread around, Mikom Mokim, Amshe Knesset Agdeila, with Rav Yisrael, well, Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'shuv Le'olu Mehen, Ela Mu'otim, Bime Ezra, only afterwards came, only a few Yidin came up. So Mele says the Rambam, in the time of the Gzeir, Lashu V'lar V'abed, they made the Gzeir now, to kill everyone. So he claims, there's a greatest sakana for those living in open town. If you live in open towns, you're not surrounded with a wall. It's the biggest sakana that it's easy for the enemies to come in, and they can take power, they can go and kill the Eden. However, to come to Eretz Yisrael, where Eretz Yisrael is the place where it's in those cities where it was Mukofin Chayma, so if it's surrounded with a wall, it's harder for them to come in. They're protected. So if they're protected, Sitani, the sakana wasn't so great. The sakana was a much greater sakana in the open town over the surrounding towns. So therefore he says, in the year of the Nes, and they all got saved. So they made the Yontif. All the open cities, they made the Yontif on Yudalit. That's when they rested, that's when they made the Yontif. Shusha made, obviously, on Tesvot. Now he says, if you realize the Pesukim, you see a Merdik, is like, Mamsha Merdik, a Dirk in the Pesukim. In the year of the Nes, it says that the Yidden, they made Mishter the Simcha. So they made, B'yom Mishter the Simcha, L'chay B'shmenech, B'Osso Eis, they made Mishter the Simcha. Yudim, Hashem Shushan, they made day 15, Yer Mishter the Simcha. So Kaiz on the next Pasuk, okay, therefore, Hayudim HaProzim, Hayyoshim Bari HaProzis, those living in the open cities, they made, Oisim is Yermar B'Osso L'chay B'shador, they make it Simcha, Mishter B'Yemter, Shloach Manas Ishlerez. Only mentioned over here, Yehudim HaProzim. Those living in the open cities, they make Yom Tov on Yudalit. It doesn't say at all that the Mukofin make Yom Tov on Tesvov. Says the Rambam, you know what happened the first few years? He says, for a few years, Shonim HaBoez, after the Nes, they only made Purim on Yudalit. Those living in a closed wall, surrounded the wall, they never made Purim. They thought, we were not in the Nes. We didn't have such a big Sakona. For us, the Sakona wasn't great. They relied on their wall, they were surrounded with the wall. They blamed it. Because of our wall, that's why we were protected. So they didn't make a Yontif. The only Yontif were the Anoshim HaPros in the open cities, they made the Yontif on Yudalit. Tesov never made the Yontif. Afterwards came along Motcha, and Motcha says, Vayichter Motcha, and he says, no. A few years later, I don't know exactly the Cheshbonus, but Rabban says, the Shonim HaBoros, they never made. A few years later, Motcha came along, until he found, he couldn't, to make a Yontif wasn't so simple, you see, the more discussed it, wasn't so simple that he could make a Yontif of Purim, it could be Baltasif. So until Motcha came along and decided, no, he's going to go ahead and make a Yontif. Vayichter Motcha es advarim eile, Vayishlach Svarim, what did he send Svarim? L'kayim aleim li'es'osim es yom arba oso, and es yom chamish oso boi, b'chol shon v'shon. No, Motcha decided we're going to make 2 days Yontif, 14 and 15. Why, Motcha said? Because Motcha decided the sakona was, well, you don't think you can protect, you are safe. Even the walls, even the cities which were surrounded the wall, they also b'chol sakona. And Yidden accepted it. So the Pesuk of Gimel, it says, now it comes out, two things happen now with Motcha's Takona now. Number one, those are living in Oromar process in open cities, now they're established. The Yom Tov that they always made it for the past few years, now Motcha made it, accepted it, and we can make it as a Yom Tov, we can make it as Purim. And number two, Motcha was Mechadosh, a new thing. Therefore, those living in a close city, surrounded the wall, they now should make Yom Tov on Tetzavot. So that's what the Pesuk of Gimel, what they accept. Number one is Asher Hechelu last days. Hechelu, they started to do that. That was on Yudalit. And now it's new thing. It's Asher Kosta Motcha Aleim. Now Motcha Aleim, a new thing for those living in Tesvov. They should make in the process, in the close city, they should make on Tesvov. It says the Pesuk, why? Ki Homem Ben Ha'em Doso. For Agogi says, Sorry, Kol HaYehudim. He was hating everyone. Wherever you're living, he'll get to you. Choshna HaYehudim La'abdom. So therefore, everyone has to keep Yom Tov. Therefore, it says the Pesuk of Ov, it's a Kibu V'Kiblu Aleim. They accepted it. Both these days, so that's how he's bedag the Pesukim. The Melech says Rambam like this. Comes out, those living in the open cities, they felt they were in the greatest sakana, and they always made Yom Tov, from the beginning, from the start of the Nes, they made Yom Tov on Yudalit. However, those living in the closed cities, surrounded with the wall, they only after Moshe came along a few years later, that's when they decided, Moshe told them, no, you also have to make Yom Tov, you also had the Nes. Says Ramban, Hamshi opposite. So therefore we want to give chashivas to the prozim. The prozim, number one, they start making yontif by themselves. And number two, the nest, the tachka was great, but Motzer agreed with them, had some sense. It could be the nest, would have got to everyone, but the nest is still greater in the Orima prozim. So therefore, we want this to be a difference. We want to separate it. The Anoshim, which is surrounded with the wall, it shouldn't be on the same day. Even though their nest also happened on Yudalev, they finished the war on Yudgilu, so Lachar, they rested on Yudalev, rest on Yudalev, they should keep putting Yudalev. No, we want to make a difference. You were different in the beginning, so you're going to stay different for all the future generations. No, you're going to be different. Where should we put you? Make you 30, make you 50. So if we find Shushan, they keep 15, so we'll put you together with Shushan. They don't really belong there, they belong with Yudalev. But because you, in the beginning you were different, because you felt that you were known as a Kohen and you never kept the answer in the beginning, so we're going to push it to Tetzvot. As I said in Rambam. So Mele comes out, according to this, he could say, so it comes out, the main Purim is when? He said, oh, yesterday, that's our main Purim was, that's when we always kept Purim, that's when we keep Purim. The Mukoffin, really the Mukoffin should keep with you, not sure you should be with them. According to the Ram, so really the Ikar Nes was the Shusham, so everyone should keep Shusham. No, you rested them. But according to Rambam is the opposite. That the Mukoff really should keep with us. No, we want to keep them separate. Then you didn't want to be with us, now you're also not going to be with us. You stay with us, you go with Shushan. So everybody comes out. I can understand now the Bach. So now it's Shushan Purim. Our mainness happened yesterday. What do we have now today? Well, why should we keep Yontif today? That's only for the people of Shushan. And Mukoff the family, they keep the same day as Shushan. Oh, but it's like a middle of the year, it's like the same as Shredish. It's not a Shredish. So maybe that could be the machlekes, how to understand the concept. What is Shushan Purim? Is Shushan Purim beyond to for us? Something we should be happy about? Something we should be kind of up to shaykes? Or no? The mashal on Shulchan Aruch, the Chochmah Shleimut, what's the big rise from the Gemara? The Gemara, I'm sure you all learned this Gemara. It's a famous, the Gemara asks Shaila, do you have to mention Al Nisim and Bikas HaMozim? What is the Shaila? Should be mentioned, what's the Shaila? Should mention Al Nisim and Bikas HaMozim? So the Gemara says, so you hold the answer only in the Drabonon. So maybe if it's only the Drabonon and Bikas HaMozim, we leave out. In Davening, yes, or the Bikstam Muslim, we don't mention Allah Nisim, the Bikstam Muslim. All the Gemara says, maybe because of Pisumi Nisa, even though some which is in Jabonon, you shouldn't really mention the Bikstam Muslim, or the Hanukkah and Purim is different because it's Pisumi Nisa, so you should mention even the Bikstam Muslim. And the maskon of the Gemara is, there's no chiv to say Bikstam Muslim. Everyone thinks, you have to say Allah Nisim, Bikstam Muslim? No, there's no chiv. In Bola Haskim Maske, in the Chayab Laske, if you want to Maske, you can go ahead and say Allah Nisim and Bikstam Muslim as well. By tefillah, it's a chayyut to say Al Nisim, or by Bikas HaMozim, it's only Rishus. No, so it's time to Chochmah Shleimut. I've got often a Gemara. You're telling me Chazal will not be Sakin. I've got often a Gemara, even though there's no chiyuv to be Maske Al Nisim. Bikas HaMozim, Tamik and Purim, we say Al Nisim, or because it is such a thing, and it's Rishus, you're allowed to be Maske, even though you're not Mechuyuv. Oy, Bazo, it's very good. The same thing. Oh, Shushan Purim. Shushan, you're right, there's no chiyuv. Chazal will not be Chayyut to say Al Nisim, only on Yudalev, not on Tetzvot. Oh, but we like to see my Bikas HaMozim on Yudalev. If you want to, there's no chiv, however a person is allowed to say. So the same way, and it takes long. Even though there's no chiv to say on this thing, a person is allowed to say. So, that only works, of course, it only works, you can only say it's a shus, that you're allowed to say it, if it has a shaykh to Purim. Bikas HaMozim, I can understand, it's on Purim itself. So on Yudalev, then you can say, on Anisim, when it comes to Tesla. So it's vital to tell her, on the two Mahalchim, the Ram and the Rambam, how to understand what is Shushan Purim? Do we have any connection with it? And maybe if we're allowed to say Al-Nisim. Just want to finish by saying, the Maestro we see, Shushan Purim, the Yom Tov Purim, was established when the Eden rested. Why would they kaveh the Mishter Simcha for the future generations on the day they rested? It should have been the day they won the war. That day is when is a Merdik Simcha. That's what they should make every other Nisim we find. The day that you won the war, that day should be celebrated. Why do you always a day later? Yom Mashe Nochu, where is Yudala, Tesor? Why does that be Yom Mashe Nochu? Now the answer is, it's Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos, also last week we learned Pasha Zochay, Mechias HaMolek on Shabbos. What's the Indian to learn Dafka on Shabbos? Pasha, you say, Chris, I tell you anyway. Why is the Inuk, especially in Shabbos, called Shabbos Zochay, the Inuk Mechias HaMolek, looks like it has some connection to do with Shabbos. And that is, it's a Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Kiseitzi. The Medrash Tanchum makes the Gzeri Shodot. It says, Zochay Sa'a She'ofse Lecho HaMolek, and it says, Zochay Sa'a She'ofse Lecho HaMolek. Now both places it says Zochay. The Inuk is here to remember, so therefore there's the Inuk to do even though some people couldn't hear the Pasha Molik on Shabbos, it says among the Ron can be on Purim, Yavah Amalek doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Or Belechatchila, they were mistaken to be on Shabbos because it has a connection to the Zechira of Amalek to the Zechira of Shabbos. And the same thing we find, because in Pasuk it says, when was the main mitzvah of Mechias Amalek? When Yidin will go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when the mitzvah starts on Mechias Amalek. There's no mitzvah beforehand, when Yidin are unsettled, there's no mitzvah. Only after they come to Eretz Yisrael, that's when he can go and fight Amalek. So we see Shabbos, it's also Yom Menucha, and Lo'asid Lover, when Yidin went into Eretz Yisrael, it's a time of Menucha, that's when they can go and fight Amalek. So you see, you have to have the Indian of Menucha in order to fight Amalek. Sai Shabbos, and Sai when they went to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the understanding? Why do you have to have the Indian of Menucha? Because Amalek, it says in Pasuk, Ashekorcho Baderech. Ashekorcho Baderech, Pshat is, he went to attack Klal Yisrael, when they were on the way. Wait till they settle down, wait till they go to Eretz Yisrael. No, Amalek decided, he wants to take away the Menucha from Klal Yisrael. Now I'm settled. On the way, there's a tid over Derech, the person is mixed up, and he's not settled. That's when Amalek comes. Amalek wants to fight the Eden in a place when they're not settled. So Mamele the Torah said, when should we fight? The main thinking of Amalek is the person has to be settled. When a person is settled, when a person unsettled, it's very hard to fight. The person is settled and is in a place then where he feels safe, that's when he should go and fight Amalek. So Mamele, that's why, especially even on Shabbos, and then a person wants to be Moicham, to take away the bat from himself. Amalek is not only to go actually and physically and fight the war, it's also Amalek versus God. A person has to remember to fight. So Mamele, on Shabbos, when a person is Yom Menucha, a person then can make Cheshbon Nefesh, can think to himself. The whole week, the person is busy running around, he doesn't have time to think for him. Even when he's sitting by the Gemara, he's got his copy sometimes to think about other things. Either his phone, either something else, other tidbits which are bothering him. When a person comes to Shabbos, then a person is free from everything else. He can fight Amalek. And that's when the Eden went to Eretz Yisrael, after they had the Shem Hashem Shekov Shud, they fought the war, then they all settled down, that's when they're going to fight Amalek. Well, that's why the Nes of Purim, which is also in the Mechias Amalek, so they made the Yontif Dafke on the following day, after they finished the war. Shas, they make the war, they won the war. But now they need an extra day. Now they settle down. Now the Menucha, Kayom Mashen Nochu, now we can go and fight Haman. Now we can take away the Haman from ourselves. That's the Richtig in Itzochon. The Richtig in Itzochon wasn't actually fighting. The Richtig in Itzochon was when they came to Zman and Menucha, then they felt settled with themselves, and then they can go and fight Amalek. So that's Kosh Bachel Hasan, as Baruch Hashem, we had Shabbos, we have Menucha. Yesterday, Yudalit. Today, Tesvov and Menucha for the Anoshim of Mekofin. So, Avadalecha, a person wants to be Mahadeh, Zayn Besameach, Zayn Besimcha, it never harms to be Besimcha, Sachir Beshash and Epach. So Mazel Shalom Taka as the Yimche Zara Shel Amalek, the Bias Moshiach Tzikim every minute on.